Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio's July Preview, the program that gives you a heads up on what to expect on Strong Tower Radio this month. In this episode, we will talk with the author of our monthly newsletter's lead article, talk about the Vacation Bible School, known as VBS to many children, and the Grand Rapids Free Dental and Medical Clinic. John Duman is my partner here for this monthly issue. He's the editor of the Ministry News, and he's our IT director. Good to have you with us again.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
And I just happen to be Tom Mazur.
Well, you know, we knew that.
Okay. Hey, would you lead us for a word of prayer,
John? Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us and many things we don't even think about. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless this ministry and this broadcast. May people be drawn to you. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, John, we have a lot of things to talk about, but we lead off with the Ministry News. That's the printed version. It's the full-length, in-depth report. Will you introduce our lead writer?
Sure. This month, we have David Bolduc, who wrote the lead article, and it's a pretty impressive piece of work. I would like to have met the person you're writing about.
Oh, my dad.
This is David Bolduc, the president and founder of Strong Tower Radio.
It's good to be here, guys, John and Tom. Thank you.
Well, tell us about that article.
Well, I was thinking about just radio in general. And my dad, he loved to listen to the radio a lot. His dad, he actually listened to the, back in the 30s, when my dad was born in 29, all they had to listen to was hockey games up in Montreal. My dad's born in Montreal, and so it was just kind of a way of life for them. And I don't really get into that in the article, but through the course of events, my dad was led into the Seventh-day Adventist Church by a friend who most people would have written off. And this young man just made a way, and it was just an opportunity for my dad to follow in faith the Lord's leading from my dad would call it the ghettos of Montreal to a full-time, wonderful maintenance job at Hinsdale Hospital. And I just kind of go through how my dad did that. And he had some handicaps. He had some challenges. And one of them was whenever he got to Chicago, somebody had taken his wallet. And so he came to this country penniless, but he got all of his documentation. And, you know, this is July 26th, the 250th anniversary of this country. And my dad came here penniless. He had a job. He made something of himself. He started a plumbing business with a brother-in-law. And it was just a real blessing how the Lord led him step by step by step. And I kind of go through that in the story.
That's something to look forward to.
Yeah, your dad was 10 years older than my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was 10 years older than my mom, too. So my mom and your dad were the same age.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting story, folks.
And so you want to read that. If you're not on our subscription list, you'll want to get on it by emailing us. There's a place to do it on our website to get on a mailing list every single month for a free subscription. But there's many other articles in this newsletter every month. And John, tell us about the next one.
Well, our Changing Lives article this month is actually a continuation from last month. We're talking about Jeff and Katie and their experience coming up to the point where they were baptized. It's even more interesting than the first half, so you'll have to catch it.
All right. We're looking forward to that, John. And the current events is my responsibility. It's a privilege, and I look forward. It gives you a preview of what's happening this month, just like this program. We look at, first of all, to share, we have a lot. John, you and I did a lot of time, spent a lot of time at camp meeting
recording
program. Traditionally, we produce 13 programs. We thought that was a high watermark.
Well, you did anyway.
I did. Okay. Well, two years in a row, we did 13 programs. We started with like six and then seven, eight, whatever, and just creeped up. And it's, oh, that's a comfortable. We can do this. Well, this year it was 26. So we have programming through the end of the year in one of our programs and the next 3 months on others. So you've got a lot of really neat people. Camp meeting just as a time where we come together and a lot of subject matter experts are available. So with that in mind, we also are adding a couple new programs. One is God's Great Earth with the Mud Guy. And this is a guy who really loves creation, and he gets right into the mud. And he says, tells us, hey, David, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the Mud Guy?
Well, Rich Aguilera is the Mud Guy. He, if you listen to Discovery Mountain, there's a whole series, one session, which is all about the Mud Guy. And they go out, they do dinosaur digs, the whole thing. If you watch 3ABN Kids Channel, you'll see him. He has some programs that they're on the 3ABN Kids Network. So Rich Aguilera, he contacted us because of a friend up there, codename Mother Nature, up north of here. And Mother Nature told Mud Guy, hey, you ought to be on Strong Tower Radio. So we got in touch, and now he's going to be on the air.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Well, and then other special programming, this is, by the time this airs, we'll already be into the season. We've started celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. We started a week early. We're doing a series, Declaration at 250, and it's focused on religious liberty then and now. How has it changed? How has it matured? You'll see with some of our guests. We did Jennifer Gray Woods. That was last week. That's episode one. Episodes two through five are with Scott Ritzma. John, many of our listeners are familiar with Belt of Truth Ministry and Scott Ritzma.
And they should be.
They should be, yes. Well, he's going to bring that all together into how the history of the Constitution will be covering that. And then we just, John, just this morning, we're in production here. We talked with Pastor Jay Gallimore. He has done many of our specials. He has such a keen insight into things. We're going to be doing a program on the Declaration and Bible prophecy. Talk about an interesting match that many people may not connect the dots, but after this program, they will be able to do that.
It's pretty exciting stuff, folks.
It sure is. Well, John, the other things that we have coming up is in a regularly program is a Q&A. We did start that last year. Q&A.
That'll be a live Q&A.
A live, recorded live.
Well, recorded live, but it was a live Q&A.
That's right. That was at the camp meeting. We had listeners of the Garden Guy came together and peppered him with questions. And he loves it. He loves that live stage of those questions, unrehearsed.
Well, he does a good job at it, too. I don't know that I could do that. Even talking about things that I have an interest in, but yeah, I don't know that I could do that.
It's always good, always good. And the Creation Animal Care will be the second segment. This one will be on horses. So we go on the site, and we did that with Dr. Edie Hanna. It's always fun to do that out in the field with the interesting things of on-location recording, horses and dogs and roosters and all those other things that take place. Another thing that came up is we did something with DNR. It's summer, and when it gets hot, John, most people think about swimming.
Okay.
And there, well, that and air conditioning, but.
Okay.
But anyway, he talks about the importance of summer safety. This is Pat Whalen. He is a seasoned veteran of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Park Division. He has supervised along Lake Michigan many of those parks, and now he's a supervisor of the Southwestern Allegan Plainwell District. What an interesting guy. It was a great interview. He's going to talk about high tech in swimming. They have on some of the beaches, they have high tech devices that for safety can keep track of it, give warnings. When you make a call there, if somebody's in trouble, you go to the pole with the blue light, you pull that down, activates it immediately. No intermediate, goes right straight to the emergency thing, and they send down, the sheriff's department sends down the equipment, the ambulance comes down, cuts that time, and makes things much more safer.
So it doesn't help you swim any better?
Not yet. Well, they're working on that, I'm sure.
Okay. Like, you know, you mentioned that people are looking forward to swimming and or air conditioning. There are some of us who think that we're currently in the season of 3 months of bad sledding.
Yes, well, you're a youper, so that probably has something to do with that.
It might.
Good point. I cannot speak for everyone, apparently.
That's true.
But he also talked about, we did three sections with him, and one of them was on the free weekends. And as my dear sister of the Garden Guy says, free is good.
Free weekends.
Free admission into the park. You do not get free camping, but you can come in free.
Okay. Oh,
I think it's also you get some free fishing.
Okay.
And a few other things like that. So it's kind of a fun way to introduce and get reintroduced if it's been a while since you've been to the park.
Sure.
And the last one is he talks about is that broader picture. We as Christians know that we are stewards just like Adam of the earth, and we need to take good care of it. And he talked about stewardship. So what a nice blend of a little bit of fun and outdoors and recreation, but also talking about our responsibility as created beings by God.
Important messages.
Super, yes. This week on Strong Tower Radio feature, Rich Sutton gives kind of a front row view of the economic crises and the gospel going forward in Cuba. And we touch base with him every so often. It's only been 3 months or so, but things are changing. It's a very interesting interview.
Yeah, it's a powerful one as well.
We did an interview with Coming Together Ministries, a powerful ministry of talking about lifestyle issues, and a good interview. And then it's, John, believe it or not, it's back to school.
Not for me.
Not for you. Well,
and
you know,
I think you're probably out of that range too.
I am too. The kids are probably not waiting to go back to school, but we're talking about it's time for parents to start thinking about the school year and where the kids are going.
That's true.
If they're going to go to the local school or if they're going to make other choice. And so we're going to we had one of the schools come right here to Strong Tower Radio and do a field trip.
Yeah, I did.
And the kids and their teacher told us all about their school.
And we've had Northview come every year and do a program for us. So,
absolutely. In fact, John, just as that's a side note, but the graphic that we put with that program when we promoted it, the likes was the highest on Facebook that's ever happened. It went to 78,000 views of that.
Yeah, cool.
So that was just totally amazing. And we went down to see the Niles Adventist School. And that school is so attuned with nature. Outside of every single classroom is a rack, a portable rack of mud boots. Now, that kind of goes with the mud guy, I would think.
Okay. I wasn't there for the mud guy, so I'm not sure.
Oh, you weren't there for the school visit either.
No.
It's just that school has a walking trail, a creek that runs through it, and what kid doesn't love stomping in the water in the creek and whatever? They can do that with liberty to a certain extent, but it's that school is very
attuned to the outdoors, and they just, it's a wonderful school. I
really
enjoy
it. Sounds like a great place for kids.
It is, it is. And just a little peek into August, we did an interview with the Animal Husbandry Program down at Andrews University, and you can learn a little bit about that too. So a little bit of back to school in July.
Too early to do that.
All right. Well, John, that completes our first segment, but in our next segment, we're going to talk about VBS. So the summer is not over, kids. There's still time for Vacation Bible School.
So I was going to ask you, Tom, did they have Vacation Bible Schools when you were a kid?
Back in the old days, yes. It was in the first or second century, but yes, they did have it.
They were different back then, though, weren't they?
They were. They were 2 weeks long. I mean, that was serious school.
Yeah. I can remember being dragged into this by my mother, I believe. I played trumpet in fifth grade. I got to be the heralder of everything, and I had to play my trumpet every single time kids came in. The first two or three times, it was really just death-defying as far as the feeling goes, but after a while, it became, yeah, okay, whatever. But yeah, they were completely different. Did you ever go to Vacation Bible School, David?
Just one time.
Just once?
Well, we live so far away from the church, it was hard to get there.
Okay.
So I just remember playing with plaster or Paris or something like that, and that was about it.
Yeah, they had great crafts back then, too. I don't know what they do now.
Always had the singing, the B-I-B-L-E.
Yep. Right. That was one of the songs.
That's right. Well, we're going to be talking to Sarah Canada. She writes these programs. You always wondered who writes those programs, but some of us do, John. So anyway, we'll get to talk to one of the authors and talk to a Vacation Bible School, a person who's doing it for the very first time, and that anybody with an effort might be able to do Vacation Bible School.
Well, not me, but feel free, Tom.
I've done Vacation Bible School. We did not even have a plan. We just did it, and we had such a fun time. It was great.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, we'll look into that segment after the break.
This is Ruthie Calkins from Tustin. The Bible tells us that heaven will be the dwelling place of God's friends. That's why I'm so excited about supporting Strong Tower Radio. Their unique blend of thought-provoking speakers, stirring inspirational messages, and heartwarming music reaches into the lives and hearts of each listener, helping them to develop and cherish a friendship with God. If this radio station has been a blessing to you and your family, why not join me and hundreds of others in supporting Strong Tower Radio with a financial gift? They're 100% listener supported and could really use your help right now. You can send your check to Strong Tower Radio, Post Office Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan 49601. Or you can visit their secure website to use your credit card at strongtowerradio.org. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with Strong Tower Radio today, preview for July. It's summer, and it's must-be VBS season. We have the Director of Children's Ministry for the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, and she is the point person for the SAB School, the Christian ministry in the Seventh-day Adventist Church in the state of Michigan. But she's also the VBS leader, coordinator, inspirer, and lifelong lover of VBS. Sarah Canada, welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I have, upon rumor, heard that you are a lifelong VBSer.
I am. I grew up attending Vacation Bible School every year. My mom and my aunt would put together countless hours decorating sets and writing programs and leading songs and making snacks and crafts for us. So I just grew up with a love for Vacation Bible School. And I think I've done around 20 of them myself now as an adult.
Well, it sounds like it's generational with your family.
Yep. We have a love, especially for kids and for children's ministries, and it's true. It was passed on to me from my mom and also my aunt. In fact, my aunt loves it so much that she still comes to help me with Vacation Bible School all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to the state of Michigan. So we really do love it as our family.
Oh, wow. Hey, that being said, you yourself have written 6 Vacation Bible Schools. I could not even imagine what creativity and thought processes go through to make a Vacation Bible School that you share with many people.
Well, I really believe I have one of the greatest jobs around. I love working in children's ministries. I love teaching kids about Jesus. And writing Vacation Bible Schools is just that. You know, Vacation Bible School is an outreach. It witnesses not only to our own Adventist kids, but also to the children in our community. And I have a wonderful team. I go to the Belleville Seventh-day Adventist Church, and that's in the Detroit area. And we work together writing this program. My whole family is involved. My husband and my brother help to write our games program. We have, my mom helps to do the snacks, and my sister-in-law does the crafts. And we have a special biology teacher from our church who helps us to write our special science station. Every year that's different. Dr. Atkins, who was our science guy from Camp Asabo, he does Nature Nugget videos. We have it's a wonderful team. We have our Sabbath school teachers. They write a preschool program as well as a teen program. And we even get the kids from our Adventist high school, from Great Lakes Adventist Academy. They help me to record all the music. And then we have some children from across the state of Michigan come together and sing it to make song videos to share in the churches. So it's really just a group project. You know, we all work together. I work with Cheryl Bernard at the Michigan Conference Office for Seventh-day Adventists. And it's so much fun. The Lord just gives you creative ideas. And working together with a wonderful team year after year really has just helped to provide the programs that we can offer through the Michigan Conference.
So I hear you saying a couple things, is that you test market it, you pilot it at your church, and then work out the bugs, and then put that out to the general public.
Yes, we do. So we write it a year in advance. The one that we have across Michigan this year is called Mighty Minis. And that was, that VBS explored how even the smallest helpers can do mighty things for God. And our newest one that's coming up is called Battle for the Crown. And it's a game-themed Vacation Bible School that looks at the story of the great controversy, starting with the war in heaven and then taking us all the way until we go to heaven. And so that's an exciting one that's coming up. And we're going to be piloting that July 13 through 18 at the Belleville Seventh-day Adventist Church. So if you want to come and see a fun Vacation Bible School, we'd love to have you if you're traveling through the Detroit area.
Well, you know, with that in mind, the idea pops in my head that if a Vacation Bible School, usually you order it and you have to perform it. There's a little bit of helps along the way, but could Vacation Bible School leaders literally come to your Vacation Bible School, observe your group doing it, and then the next year they can perform it themselves?
Absolutely. We would love to have visitors come. Some visitors, in fact, one of the ways that our church is able to produce our Vacation Bible School is because we do get helpers from local churches who come to see our programs. For example, last year we had a group leader from Ann Arbor Church who came over and brought children, and this year they're doing the same Mighty Minis program in their own church. So we would welcome visitors. The Lord has blessed us. We're a small church, but our entire church and many of our surrounding churches help us during that week, and the Lord has truly blessed our efforts.
I can just imagine from what you described of this team, they're seasoned, and you put out the theme and the basic guidelines, and they just go to work. Each one knows what to do, and amazing things to come out.
Yeah, praise the Lord. And we also do a Vacation Bible School workshop in the Michigan Conference office in Lansing every year, where we bring some of these seasoned teachers, and then they can teach all of our Vacation Bible School leaders and helpers. They can show them. We walk them through a day at Vacation Bible School, and we try to just think of everything that you would need to do a program at your local church. We try to have that in a nice binder for everybody. And then Cheryl and I are always available at the conference office to help teachers as well.
Is there some contact information you would like them to have? We're going to wind up the show with this also, but please give that to them, because if they catch it this time, and then maybe they'll have their pen the second time you present it and fill in some of the blanks.
Sure. You can contact us at MISDAKIDS@MISDA.org. That's MISDAKIDS@MISDA.org. And we encourage you to check out our website, MISDAKIDS.org, and you can see our different Vacation Bible School programs, and you can listen to the music and see the costume ideas and all the fun activities that we have. You can just get a little taste of it if you check out our website as well.
If you visit that site, and I have, you will come away with at least one gem from your website.
Praise the Lord. That's our help. That's our hope.
Well, this is your one quiz. Can you name all six and the seventh Vacation Bible School that you've written and produced?
All right. So let's try to think. Faith on the Farm was our first one. Mission Cruise. Mystery in the Middle East. Race of Faith. Mighty Minis. And then this will be our next one coming out, will be Battle for the Crown.
All right. Fantastic. So listeners of the Vacation Bible Schools that have been reported here to Strong Talk Radio, and we have promoted that we're putting PSAs for, we've got Kalkaska starting on July 13th through the 15th, that same week. That'll be Mighty Minis, and that's the brand new one that Sarah Canada produced. Number two will be in Muskegon, same week, July 13th through the 17th, True North. Then next will be Niles West Side. That'll be Rainforest, same week, July 13th to 17th. Sarah, it seems like July 13th is VBS kickoff week, or the
popular
peak.
Week. It's a popular week.
Yes, we got through the 4th, and the teachers have 1 week of preparation. They're ready for Vacation Bible School.
That's right. Yep.
And then down in Sawyer, that's July 20th, the next week, July 20th to 25th. That's going to be Heroes. And then the last one that we have on record, and they do come in. Once VBS leaders hear about these programs, they send them into Strong Tower Radio. And, of course, we put them on air, and we also put them on our Facebook page also. And the last one is in Gladwood, Michigan. That's the following week, which will be July 27th through the 31st, and that's Race of Faith, and you also produced that one.
Yep.
Well, they could just go VBS hopping and see all of Sarah's Vacation Bible Schools.
Hey, our kids used to do it when they were little, and we loved it, just to get a little taste of the different Vacation Bible School programs.
Fantastic. Now, Sarah, would you share again the resources about your Vacation Bible School? And we're going to try to see if we can find one of the Vacation Bible School, a newbie who's got extreme excitement, great organization, a great team over in Muskegon. So give our listeners an idea of how they can find out about the Vacation Bible Schools near them. You have a listing on your website.
Yes, we encourage you to go again to MISDAKIDS.org, MISDAKIDS. org, and if you check out our website there, you'll find a VBS section, and under there it will be under VBS near you. So you can look for local Vacation Bible School programs going on in your area all across the state of Michigan.
Absolutely. And we also list those Vacation Bible Schools on Strong Tower Radio's community calendar on our website and on our Facebook page also. If you want to listen to this program or any one of our past broadcasts, you can go to str.fm or strongtowerradio.org to Audio Archives Strong Tower Radio Today program. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy Vacation Bible School schedule.
Thank you for having me, and we'll be praying for all these Vacation Bible School programs across our state.
God bless. Thank you, Sarah. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. Jalene Fenner here. Strong Tower Radio wants you to know, especially during these unprecedented times we are living in, that you can still call your prayer requests in to us at 231-468-2087. And if no one answers, please leave your request on our voicemail. Or you can go to our website, strongtowerradio.org, and at the top of the page, click on the prayer request button and fill out the form. Over 40 prayer warriors will take your request to the throne of God. We want to remind you, God is still in control, and Jesus is coming back soon. Remember Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. May God continue to lead, guide, and richly bless you.
We're continuing our Vacation Bible School segment with a Vacation Bible School leader. She's a first time, but been involved with Vacation Bible School a few other times as supportive role. It's Laura Van Volkenberg, and she's with the Muskegon True North Adventures Vacation Bible School. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio, Laura.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
Hey, tell us all about this. You are very excited. I've talked to you. I met you in person when I happened to be at your church, and you were excited then, and you're just as excited in this interview.
Oh, indeed. True North VBS this year is all about trusting in Jesus in a wild world.
Why do you do it? Why do you do Vacation Bible Schools?
Most importantly, the youth are an important part of our community and our church. And the sooner we can teach them to sight God in their daily lives, the better off they're going to be and the better communities we will have.
Absolutely. You know, Laura, as you were talking, I can remember Vacation Bible Schools going back literally decades. I can literally name quite a few of them and positive, fun times that we had. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. You have a special skill of organizing and inspiring people, and putting on a Vacation Bible School is not a one-act person.
For sure. I have some experience as a registered nurse, and I spent over 30 years in long-term care, primarily in nursing homes, as the director of clinical services. And it was always a challenge to get staff in, to keep morale up, to heal our elderly patients with spirit and joy, along with the physical needs. And so this is absolutely the opposite end of the spectrum. But I am excited to take the skills that I've learned over the years and apply them to VBS so that we might grow our children's knowledge of God.
Amen. And I think about this, Laura. This is like your third year of doing this. It's amazing that you're a testament that people can give back to their communities, give back to their churches by being a Vacation Bible School. You do not have to be a lifelong children's ministry specialists with multiple degrees. You just have to go to maybe a training seminar before the year begins and read the books and work with people.
It's super easy, self-explanatory. It does break down each group. And for an example, we have Sing and Play, Wild Bible Adventures, Glacier Games, Tundra Treats, Sticky Scripture, Imagination Station, and Compass Closing. And each one of those came with an easy-to-follow guide for each station.
What is your favorite part of the Vacation Bible School program that you're producing this year at the Muskegon Seventh-day Adventist Church on Evanston Avenue, July 13th through the 17th, beginning at 6 p.m.?
Oh, absolutely. You are right. And that is, again, July 13th through the 17th, 6 to 8:30 at the Muskegon SDA. We are very excited this year because one of the things we're going to have is God sightings. And what that is training children to see God in their everyday lives. We know that Jesus is busy and he's preparing a place and he's not just sitting around. We want kids to know of all the things that God is doing in our lives today, and if we can train them, just like bird watchers, on training to watch birds, and you can discover all the different species. If you could train your children's eyes to watch for the signs and sightings of God, they will have that throughout a lifetime, and they can grow and see more of God in their life. So very excited about God sightings. It's going to be a spectacular experience.
What ages is this appropriate for?
I would say elementary school. We are going to have, so anywhere from, we do have a Juno's Playhouse for little pups. So from anywhere to 4 to 14, I would encourage them to come.
Absolutely. Well, give our listeners the details one more time. And listeners, if you happen to be in the Muskegon area or within driving distance, so this might be one of the experiences you'd like to do. And as we talked with Sarah, she and her family used to go to more than one Vacation Bible School. Maybe it's called that VBS Hopping.
Yes, Vacation Bible School. Join us for a trek in the true north of the big state of Alaska. Alaska looks a lot like Michigan in the summertime. Spend the week with a 5-person crew learning how to trust Jesus in this wild world through games, activities, and stories. When? 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every evening, July 13th. Through July 17th, where? Muskegon Seventh-day Adventist Church, 3040 Evanston Avenue, Muskegon, Michigan, 49441, and God bless.
And I understand, Laura, that this is a free event, and free is good.
Amen.
Well, you've been listening to Laura Van Valkenburg, and she's the director of the True North Adventure Vacation Bible School at the Muskegon Seventh-day Adventist Church. Another option for you this summer, along with the other ones, that you can find on Strong Tower Radio's community calendar. We'll be back after this break.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org And there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with Strong Tower Radio Preview. It gives you an idea of what's happening up not only on Strong Tower Radio, but also in our community. Speaking of community, the Michigan Amen Free Clinic is happening again. This is the third season. The next one up is going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And in order to get the details of this, we have Dr. Michael Keenan and his wife Melanie Keenan, as well as Raina Moretta. She is the person who's coordinating it locally for the community. Welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
And Raina, welcome also.
Thank you for having us.
Raina, can you give us an idea about, well, let's start with the Keenans. Can you tell us about your organization, the Amen Clinic, and its mission?
So the Amen Free Clinic, we actually were introduced to Amen probably back in its early beginning sometime when they had come to a conference in San Diego. And AMEN stands for Adventist Medical Evangelism Network. And these were a group of health providers, professionals, physicians, dentists, nurses, other allied health professionals who really wanted to serve their community from their workplace. And so we were very inspired back then from just a personal level on incorporating how we can provide holistic, whole person care, which included spiritual care. And as time has progressed, they have added on these free clinics, which we've had the opportunity to be involved with the last several years. We actually were part of the very first one they did here in Michigan when it was in Berrien County. And although it officially began in 2024, we actually had our very first clinic in November of 2023 in Berrien County.
Amen. And what's so interesting is these healthcare providers do it as a career, and that provides for their sustenance, but this is totally volunteer and it's totally free to those who receive it, although nothing is really free except for the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
It literally costs thousands of dollars to provide this free care, and with the volunteers, even more value is added. Can you explain that, and why do these healthcare providers do it gratis without any compensation?
Well, you know, one of the missions, or the main mission of the Amen organization, is to facilitate coordination between health professionals and health endeavors with local church and church members in a combined ministry. An aspect of Christ's ministry when he was here on earth with teaching, healing, aspects of his ministry. And so I think that as Amen comes from it from a medical providing standpoint, they have the expertise and the experience to assist churches in outreaching the community. And in the community, there are medical and dental professionals that are working there. And I think when they see that, you know, hey, I'm a professional, but here's a way to reach out to my community, I think most health professionals are attracted to that and want to participate. And particularly those that are in church, to see the expertise of amen coming in and showing the church how to do this logistically is crossing a barrier that a lot of churches and church members have a difficult time planning for without having done one before, especially with the potential for many, many community persons coming to visit for free health care. The logistics seem kind of daunting, but Amen kind of takes care of that with their assistance.
So they bring their experience along, and together we do things better.
Yes.
Correct.
Correct.
And, you know, the Seventh-day Adventists have the understanding that the body, mind, and spirit, these are not separated. They are combined. When we have good, healthy bodies, we have good mental health, and we have a correct understanding of God's character, which Strong Tower Radio is definitely helping out with, a person is synergistically better than just being healthy in one or two of those regions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So why are these clinics so important right now? Is this a time and place that these are as important or more important than ever before?
I think that access to care, especially care that focuses on prevention, lifestyle, and holistic care, takes time and takes intentionality. I think people are looking for that. People are looking for access. People are looking for more than a 10 or 15 minute visit. So there's several reasons why I think it's timely. And number one, it is a demonstration of God's method, Jesus's method while here on earth. And so people are wanting to demonstrate the gospel in a practical way. So I think that's one reason. Another reason is there's still individuals out there who aren't getting the access that they need for their health needs. And then I think third, we're offering more than just medical. We're really looking at the whole person. And so we are looking at prevention. We're looking at lifestyle changes, as well as, you know, conventional methodology for healing. So I think there's a great interest in that right now.
Raina, what you're leading this clinic on the local level. Tell us about the services that will be rendered to the general public for free.
We are working on providing dental care, medical care, and also spiritual care. And we are also looking for volunteers to enroll in probably grooming and basically a holistic approach. We'll probably have a free massage. And these are some of the services. And we're also seeking to enroll optometrists and ophthalmologists to be able to provide vision care.
Absolutely. This is similar to the other clinics that have taken place across the state, and I've participated in one of them locally. And so one of the things that we found out from the past that dental care and optical care sometimes, many times, is not covered by the people who are needing it the most. They may be able to go to a free medical clinic, but they're not able to get any level of dental care. How extensive, Dr. Keon, will be the dental care?
Well, actually, the dental care is one of the largest in demand when these Amen clinics come to local areas. We have volunteer dentists that do a wide range, including fillings, extractions, dental hygiene, are also represented for cleaning, routine cleaning, and even deep cleaning.
Melanie, you are a registered nurse and have held administrative positions. Could you tell us about the professionals and volunteering and the opportunity and the joy of serving in these clinics, the teamwork? There's a special spirit that takes place that you can't get in very many other places.
Well, what makes this so unique and what really bonds the church and the community is that a church building or even a gym or a student center gets transformed into an actual clinic, dental clinic, a vision clinic, a medical clinic, and other allied health professionals departments will be represented. And to see that transformation come together where, you know, you can't imagine having the ability to serve in all these different disciplines to a community and for services to be offered is one, just a bonding type of faith journey that happens. And we're all there for the same purpose, is to be able to serve one another, to serve alongside each other. And that is a special blessing that we don't often think about. You know, we're thinking of serving the community, but there is this reflex kind of blessing that we receive as volunteers. And the volunteers aren't just professionals. We need our non-professional volunteers just as much. There's a lot of logistics in organizing this type of clinic, and we need just as much as the health professionals, dentists, dental hygienists, nurses. We also need our non-medical for just being able to help with registration and just parking and just hospitality. There's quite a few areas in which volunteers can be able to serve in this free medical clinic. And again, that networking that happens and getting to know one another and hearing the testimonies and knowing that you're a part of being able to meet an individual's need is a blessing. Is a blessing for one, two, but as a group united in purpose, that synergy is even a greater blessing.
Absolutely. There's just a holy, happy energy, excitement that feeds off of each other. You're all working together. And you mentioned about the wide variety of non-medical professionals, all the way from the parking attendant to people who guide people from station to station, helping create a hospitable environment. People feel loved, don't they?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's exciting.
And that's really what you want to come in volunteering, is the compassionate love that Jesus had for others. That's really all you need to bring to this, and then really the Lord will take care of the rest.
It takes many, many people. No one entity can literally do it by themselves, or there are very few or rare. How does it happen, and how do you invite people to join from the community? You can be of any religious persuasion or non-persuasion and be a part of this exciting community effort.
We'd like to invite you to join us August 9. The clinic starts for the volunteers at 7 a.m., and for the community to receive service, it starts at 9 a.m. And if you would please volunteer, we're looking for dentists, dental assistants, dental hygienists, optometrists, ophthalmology, nurses, hospitality, and many more who can volunteer. You can go to amenfreeclinic.org, and the address is 3025 Michael Avenue, Southwest in Wyoming, Michigan, 49509. Again, amenfreeclinic.org. That would be August 9 at 9 a.m. for the community and at 7 a.m. for the volunteers.
So, Raina, I assume that people should not wait to the morning of to volunteer. They probably should fill out the paperwork in advance.
That would be wonderful. That way we can make plans for them to assist, and we would be able to also provide a T-shirt for every one of our volunteers.
That's huge. Would you read through that list of volunteers? There were so many, and some of us could plug into more than one role. So why don't you share that list one more time, please?
Yes, we are really looking for an ophthalmologist, optometrist, dental assistant, dental hygienist, nurses, medical doctors, and not only professionals, but also people who would be willing to volunteer to help others in the food service, in hospitality, in security, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, fantastic. So what I assume happens is we need to put it on our personal calendars, especially if we have many commitments. Put it on your personal calendar and then sign up at the amenfreeclinic.org. There's a list of that, and you secure that date, and you will totally enjoy this experience. You'll be a little tired, but you'll be a happy tired, I'm sure. Right, Melanie?
Correct. Amen.
Yes.
And you're speaking from experience because you've been to many, many clinics.
Yes. And, you know, the Lord multiplies our efforts, but the blessing that you can have as a volunteer will be one that will want to create that desire that you'll want to serve again, because it is a wonderful opportunity to be involved in such an endeavor.
I understand that there are groupies that go from clinic to clinic because they enjoy the camaraderie and they love the experience of doing the right thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're one of those groupies.
You heard it here first, right? We're talking about the Grand Rapids Free Clinic, the Amen Free Clinic, and you can sign up, volunteer for it on amenfreeclinic.org. That'll be in Wyoming on August the 9th, but you need to plan ahead for yourself and for the clinic to accommodate you. For Strong Tower Radio, I'm your host, Tom Azure. We're so glad that you joined us for the July preview. Until next month, God bless. Bye now.